on this week's Ludini Rock and Roll Circus podcast, we will give the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame its annual thrashing as we discuss the nominees and give you our picks for who should be in and who definitely should stay the F out. Get ready to rock out with your talk out. It's the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Lou Dini. We have the Full Power Trio in full regalia this evening. We have Keith the Hawk Hawkins wearing no less than three masks. Very, very
three. Dr. Fauci said to wear threes. That's what I'm going to do because he knows everything.
I'm going to tell you right now, man, you are the most protected. The rest of us are just trying to kill it with alcohol, right, Lily?
Legit.
Anyways, guys, welcome back. It is the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We have Keith the Hawk Hawkins, as I've already said, and we have Lily V6.
What's up? Had a good show over the weekend for my second Lily Six's Live Saturdays. Very successful show at Subalpine. I can't wait for March 20th. So that's going to be a super heavy show with Grave Birth, Strangle the Witness, and The Creature, and Shrouded in Neglect. So four super, very extreme metal bands. So come out and see that.
Shrouded in Neglect. Those are all great names, by the way. Love, yes. love all those names. Awesome. So real quick, a little bit of business before we get started. Guys, I'm going to say, there's no reason to get up there with your mask on and playing your show. You have a mask on, but you have a boring-looking guitar. Who the hell wants to see that, right? It's bad enough you got to wear a stupid mask.
If your mask is cooler than your guitar, there's something wrong.
There's a problem. So we have a solution for that. That's called wolfscustoms.online. Go to wolfscustoms.online, and they'll hook you up. They will get that guitar of yours squared away, looking so freaking hot and amazing that just you know, women will be throwing their masks at the stage. Right, Lily?
Yes. If nothing else.
And so go to wolfscustoms.online, talk to Chris Thunderwolf Dodson. He is the man. RockRageRadio.com, download the app. You can listen to great guitar-driven rock 24/7. And please check out all the cool things we have at LouLombardiMusic.com. Free downloads. I'm sending you guys out tomorrow. Those of you that are on the list are going to get some sneak peek information about a band that I absolutely love. New song that they just put out, a band called Silk Nine. I know you know Silk Nine.
I do know Silk Nine.
And so I'm trying to do this as well. Instead of just doing the podcast announcements each week, I want to also show you guys some new music. So that's one of the reasons, another reason why you want to go ahead and go to LouLombardiMusic.com and get on the list. The list!
Real quick, I don't want to correct myself. It's not Shrouded in Neglect. It's Shattered Soul.
Wow.
Shrouded in Neglect is a band it's here, a but band. They're not yeah. wow. playing wow. that show.
We're going to get letters now.
Well, sue me. I'll give you some White Claw.
All right, guys. So we're talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Suck My
Something.
Stuff. Yeah. as you all know, I'm a huge fan of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I agree with everything that they do. I never question any of their decisions. Correct, Lily?
Correct.
You know, it's just the absolute greatest organization. I also, you know, hate chicken wings and bourbon. So
there it is.
And there it is. All right. So we're gonna get into this. We have the list of the nominees. Is that what they're called? They call them nominees.
Yeah, nominees.
Nominal nominees. And also, yeah. I want to give my list of why I think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame should be burnt to the ground, as well as I want us to talk about what an alternative to a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame might look like, something where we could still honor great music but eliminate all the problems. So we're going to get into that step by step. First thing I think we should do is we should find out who these nominees are, and I think we need the Hawk to give his evaluation as we go along here. So who do you got? So what's is that where we're going to start? Or do
sure,
you
gotta, okay. We can start there.
You guys know what the Rock and Roll... Does anybody know what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is, or do we have to go to the history of the Rock and Roll
I kind of feel like we don't need to go through the history. I just had it just in case.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so good. What do you got?
Okay, so the first nominee is Mary J. Blige. Does everybody know who that is?
Keith, do you know who Mary J. Blige is?
I do.
Bliggy.
She has released 13 studio albums, eight which have gone multi-platinum worldwide, sold 50 million albums in the U.S. and 80 million records worldwide, and has won 9 Grammy Awards, 4 American Music Awards, 12 Billboard Music Awards, and has also received 3 Golden Globe Award nominations. So she does have an extensive resume under her belt.
Resume.
But what do we feel about it?
And is her music rock music?
I don't think it is rock music. That is just me.
I thought that she, because
it's
R&B,
right, here, right?
Produced number one R&B, rhythm and blues. We love rhythm and blues.
There's nothing wrong with it.
But it's the, what's it called again, Keith? It's called the, what Hall of Fame? The
Rock and Roll,
Hall of Fame. Yes. I mean, I know people say I'm racist for saying that, but. I mean, I'm okay with Chuck Berry and Jimi Hendrix and Bo Diddley.
They rock, though. That's the difference. And to be fair, there is a hip hop Hall of Fame.
Prince, Lenny Kravitz, something like those guys are all cool.
And a National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. So there are two other Hall of Fames which do not include any rock people in it. Newer rock people. I'm saying not like Bo Diddley, not like Chuck Berry. I'm talking.
Anyway, so what do you think about Mary J.? Do you have anything about Mary J. that you want to chime in on, Keith?
Should she be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I mean, at this point, rock and roll, you're painting with a pretty broad brush, if you ask me. I'm sorry.
You said
blues. I mean, rock and roll came from blues, and blues was originated by African Americans. That's what people are going to say. That's not racist. That's the truth. Muddy Waters, Robert Johnson's of the world, and a whole other billion people that sound like it were the basically nucleus of what would become rock and roll. Now, should there be a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or a Hall of Fame for every style of music? Yes, because you'd have ones popping up everywhere, because every goddamn 5 minutes there's another freaking genre of music. So if you're going to have them all, but as the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame sees it, I mean, from what I understand, the board of people that pick these bands that actually get in are some just old suits that just don't know shit. But they get the final say. So I don't know, as Dee Snider would say, throwing the bone to the peasants, if you will, by letting fans in. Why am I that loud?
You're there. Sorry.
Go
sorry.
Ahead.
Sorry. Billy Altman was causing shenanigans. I had to straighten him out.
But of course, go to bed, man. As R&B artists go, yeah, you're talking about a friggin' heavyweight. But as rock and roll, once again, I don't think that, to me, is not rock and roll. But at the end of the day, she's not going to get in anyway, in my opinion, so we can just move on.
Okay.
First of all, here's something I have to ask a question about, because I thought it was 4, maybe 5. How many people actually get in? Is it more than that? I don't know. They got a freaking list this long every year, but only what? How many make the cut?
They usually do 5 or 6.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right, so I wasn't exactly sure the number. That's a pretty, like I said, every year they got a very expensive list, and you can make arguments for them all, sort of.
I can make arguments against them all.
I can. I think there's some really slam dunks this year.
I think Mary J. Blige is smoking hot. Freaking, just look at, she's gorgeous. She's stunning. Absolutely love her. But I don't, you know, I wouldn't, like, if I was making so let's put it this way, Keith. Say I was going to say, hey, Keith, I'm going to make you a playlist, a private playlist on Spotify, like great rock. So that, like, when you're, like, cruising around or you're, you know, trying on different masks or whatever you're doing, you have a great rock to listen to. Mary J. Blige would not be on that list. Not only because I was promising great rock, not great R&B.
Also, would it really come to mind when someone said, hey, is this who do you consider a great rock artist? Would you say Mary J. Blige off the top of your head? Probably not.
No.
And
can't keep my hat on.
Fix that. Fix it. Hey, man, you need all 3 masks.
I know. Dr. Fauci said it was you needed to be. Don't leave your house ever.
I'll send it to you, man. I saw a great like roundtable discussion with Dr. Drew and a bunch of other doctors who've been like silenced and stuff on social media. It was really good. I was thinking about you when I was watching it. Anyways, so who do you got next? What's next?
Next on the list is Kate Bush. So English singer, songwriter, musician.
Boo, you suck!
There we go. at 19, she topped the UK singles charts for 4 weeks with her debut single, Wuthering Heights, becoming the first female artist to achieve a UK number one with a self-written song. Again, a lot of stuff under her belt. Not so much someone, again, that I would say, if someone asked me, who's your top rock people? I would never in a million years pick Kate Bush.
Never. No, she's not rock, not even close to rock.
No.
You know, she did that song, Running Up That Hill, and they played it on some of the alternative stations. That's the closest thing she ever did. It's like Janet Jackson has one rock song. It's a kick-ass rock song, but she has one rock song.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make you a rock artist or make you influential in rock.
Right.
What do you want to say about Keith? You like Kate? You probably like Kate Bush.
I think she has one of the most unique voices I've ever heard in my life. Now, is it a voice that's for everybody? No. Is it rock and roll? No. Is it too freaking weird for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Even if she's the only person on the ballot, they'd probably have to take a pass this year. That music is just not for everybody. But she was innovative when using electronics and her voice and just a lot of like crazy like samplings and just using like almost like she's a human freaking nursery rhyme. I don't know. But it's just one of those things. She was. I mean, that's just, she has a lot of like, you know, these kind of, you know, her voice is just like it just sounds like something out of a like someone that should be reading you Mother Goose or some shit. I don't know. But it's just where that, yeah, it's not rock music. I mean, it's experimental as hell. You have to give somebody credit for that voice, that range. But it's not rock and roll.
I was just trying to be an asshole for the benefit of the audience to entertain folks.
No, I mean, she's not going to get in either. I mean, she could be on the ballot for 20 years and she's not going to get in.
Yeah.
I think she's one of those ones they just decided to just be like, okay.
There's a lot of bands that aren't there bands that have, like classic bands that have been overlooked?
Oh, constantly.
Why do we have to bring in Mary J. Blige and Kate Bush when we have all these other bands that have just actually guys like young guys who play guitars, ladies too, play guitars. Is Susie Quattro in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't think so.
I'd put Susie Quattro in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before Kate frickin' Bush or Mary J. Blige. I'm just saying.
You're not saying, you're just saying.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. You saying?
Just saying. Okay. I got you.
I think this next one, I think all three of us agree. But go ahead.
The next one on the list is Devo from Ohio, where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is. Their classic lineup consisted of two sets of brothers, the Mother's Boss. The band had a number 14 Billboard chart hit in 1980 with the single Whip It, which we all know. And I did make up a dance to when I was in ninth grade, but nobody will ever see that. Ever.
I gotta get Lily.
You actually do it right now? So we can just
hail to the no. I am not drunk enough for that. But they are known for their music and stage shows and their science fiction themes and the whole thing. And they're very unique. And just, I actually did vote for them, just to say.
I liked Whip It. I liked We're Through Being Cool. That's a cool song. And I like their version of Satisfaction.
That has one of the coolest drum parts of all time.
Yeah, that's really different. What is he doing in that? I've been wanting to ask you about that.
There's just a lot of syncopation going on. There's just a lot of cool bell placements. A lot of just cool syncopation where it's just like off the beat, man. It's not that typical, like Whip It has that like straightforward kind of, even though it's fast, it has that straightforward kind of almost like the disco kind of feel, because you're looking at what did it come out, 1980, 81?
Yeah.
So you're still getting that kind of, you know, real fast 16th note hi-hat kind of vibe on that. But on that one, he's just kind of, it's a lot of cool electronics. There's a lot of cool placements of cymbals and just a lot of syncopation. And it's a very cool drum track, but that's one of those songs they took and just really made their own. That's probably one of the most unique cover versions I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's very unusual. That's very cool. Okay, now I'm just going to kind of play devil's advocate, because I know that Devo influenced, like, yes, they are basically essentially kind of a one-hit wonder, but they also influenced a lot of bands that came after them that, like, focused on, you know, bringing in electronic sounds and things like that. So I get where they were influential, but you could make the argument, well, they're a one-hit wonder.
That's true.
So you could kind of say, well, do they really deserve it because they're One Hit Wonder?
I think they deserve it because they're influential. And also, there wasn't that much for me to pick from. I'm not going
to
lie.
I think they're influential as hell, too. But I would like to see them get in just for, because it would be something different. And that would actually let me see that maybe some other minds are getting involved in the pick process. But I don't think they'll get in.
Yeah, I think that I personally love them, but I could also kind of go both ways. And should they be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I honestly, now let's go through our list here, and then I'm going to kind of give you guys what I sort of think about it. This next band definitely should not be on, right, Lily?
The Foo Fighters. Somehow I missed them in my notes. I guess I just skipped right over them, maybe because I don't believe that they should be in. But the Foo Fighters are a great band. However, I don't know that it's their time to be in now.
How many years does it have to be?
25. Yeah, 25 from your first hit.
And single. Have they had 25?
Oh, yeah. Everybody has the criteria to be in this year.
Foo Fighters carry the torch of rock authenticity with infectious hooks, in-your-face guitar riffs, monster drums, and boundless energy. I think that they are I think that's the definition of rock in terms of music, the music part of it.
Yeah.
I get that. I understand your reservation because we're feeling like some of the classic bands haven't gotten their due yet. But I think also that Dave Grohl continues to inspire kids to pick up the guitar and rock out. So I'm like hell to the yeah with Foo Fighters. What do you think about Foo Fighters?
Well, I'm going to have to put out some claws here on this one. If you're waiting for fucking Iron Maiden to get in or not. The Hall of Fame does not like... How many metal bands are actually in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? What, two?
I think that's correct.
Black Sabbath and Metallica, and that's it. They're just not into metal. That's one of them things where you probably wait another 100 years. The Foo Fighters, what other time would you want to see them? The time is now. Dave Grohl is a great musician, great songwriter. It'll be his second induction, and they deserve to be in. It's a slam dunk for me.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that thing about metal, because... It's
they don't like it. That's just the way it is.
Well, wait a minute. What I'm going to say, though...
Man, I got somebody calling me. It's Dr. Fauci. Hold on a minute. What's that, Doc?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah? Okay, I'll tell him.
What'd he say?
Somebody's pissing on your porch.
Anyways, right. You brought up metal, and they're prejudiced against metal. Okay, how is it that metal bands don't belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but R&B, hip-hop, and rap acts do?
There's a whole reason behind this. They say it's sales. And some R&B.
So it's effing money.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly it.
Okay. I'm going to get really pissed off in a little while here, but it's not time yet.
It's not time.
Iron Maiden sold millions of records. It's millions. True. And probably, you know, but... Do I think Iron Maiden should be on? I hate
they
to skip line
been
here,
the,
but
they should be on the first fucking day. Oh, well, see, I'm getting
they're great.
He's getting sorry, not even two Iron Maiden yet. Calm down.
They're one of the greatest metal bands of all time, but they're just going to get snubbed. I can guarantee it.
I think that this next band deserves it for a couple different reasons. But go ahead. What do you got, Lily?
The next on the list is the Go Go's. Formed in California in 1978, they rose to fame in the early 80s. First all-female band that both wrote their own songs and played their own instruments to top the Billboard album charts. That alone, to me, should make them get in. And they're great songs, and they have punk roots, and I think that's fantastic because there's not too many of that.
It's definitely gussied up punk. You can tell that, like, they came in the studio, and the producer was like, well, we're going to kind of tone that down a little bit, but it's still got the same essence of it.
Yeah.
You know, I absolutely agree. And they got some killer musicians. That Jane Wyland is an amazing guitar player. Mm-hmm. I heard she's a pretty good dominatrix. I haven't seen her.
I saw that on, like, Behind the Music or something like that. Yeah.
But you got any comments on the Go-Go's? You don't like the Go-Go's, though, do you?
You know what? If you wait long enough, Jane will take you to the rush hour. I'll be here all week. They should... be in, wait. Not right now.
Not yet.
I understand they've been around. I mean, shit, they might even be 70 years old at this point. But at the same time, I do think they broke some barriers down. But I don't think that they have, like, they won't get in just due to the fact that I don't know, they won't. I don't even have a reason for it. I just think they won't.
What are you drinking?
Alcohol. This is Dewar's white label.
Nice.
Blended Scotch whiskey.
Scotch. You were drinking, doing a little Scotch.
Yeah.
You're very diverse with your liquor.
I'm not as diverse.
I'm trying to get into
the finer things in life. There's something I won't drink. It's cognac, which I would never drink for any reason. Cognac, probably the only thing that I think on a menu that I would not drink. But Scotch, bourbon, blended Scotch whiskey, and just regular old whiskey is all for me. Vodka, too. And even sometimes gin, but I got to be in the mood for gin. And be honest with you, I've switched to hard alcohol due to the fact that, no, I do not want to rush my own death, which will be coming, but I don't like beer because it gives me a freaking headache.
Mm, legit.
Okay, what do you got?
Next is a band we all know that I'm going to vote for forever and a day is Iron Maiden. Should have been in a long
Never
time ago.
Of,
of course you haven't. I mean, they've had 40 albums, including 16 studio, 13 live.
Excuse me. Wait a minute. How many albums?
40.
How many albums again?
40.
How many albums Mary J. Blige have? Like 12?
13.
13. Okay, hello. 40, 13.
Rock albums. Metal albums.
Like actual rock.
Yeah.
Guys playing guitars loud in your face.
Yeah.
Kind of music that pisses your parents off.
Also the pioneers of new wave of British heavy metal. Just throwing that out there. You know, nothing to say.
Is that really accurate? They have 40 albums?
Yep.
That's studio. That's combined, not studio albums.
That's all. All their albums.
Okay.
Studio, live, EP, all of it.
Still.
Let me play Devil's Advocate for a minute, too. When's the last time that they put out a good album?
I think if it says Iron Maiden on it, it's a good album.
That's not true. You're going to go out and buy that Fear of the Dark with that other singer on it?
I don't care. It's
got
to be 1,000 times better than half the crap on the radio now. So I don't care. It's still Iron Maiden. It's still Bruce Dickinson singing. He's a mother, bad MF-er. I'm all down with the Bruce.
Well, we all know I'm in love with Bruce.
I mean, it has to be other than something. You know, they're like almost like the metal Rolling Stones, other than somewhere in time. Then back, I'll give you their due credit. That shit's slamming. From somewhere in time on, I don't even know what they did.
At the end of the day, I think they are going to get the fan vote, but I do not think they're going to get in.
Oh, yeah, like they'll be getting them. I mean, shit, they'll have the whole country of Brazil probably voting for them.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a lot of people.
Should be in, but unfortunately not.
I mean, you know, they're not just influential. I mean, they're insanely influential for their sound and everything, but also for the live performance, their amazing musicianship. And excuse me, Bruce effing Dickinson. Hello.
That voice.
What probably, if you could probably name the top five singers in metal, he's in the top five.
He's usually in all those countdowns.
I mean, you know, come on. And just
he's great. I mean, the guy's a jack of all trades. He'll fly your plane. He'll hit you with he'll stab you with a sword. He'll sing his ass off. The guy's great at that. But at the same time, it's like, okay, I don't know. It's that hating all metal thing is going to come up again.
What do we got? So this next person is definitely no effing way.
So the next person is Jay-Z.
No, we can just skip.
Okay.
We know who Jay-Z is. He's no.
I'll bet you $100 right now he gets in.
I'm not saying he won't, but he doesn't belong in. Sorry. I'm done right there. It's the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. I'm Ludini.
He's vetoing.
Down. Yeah, I veto. Okay, let's move on to somebody good.
The next on the list is Chaka Khan,
yeah.
American musician, singer, songwriter. His career has spanned five decades, beginning in the 70s. Lead vocalist of the funk band Rufus. Awesome. Known as the Queen of Funk. First R&B artist to have a crossover hit featuring a rapper with I Feel For You in 1984. Blah, blah, blah. She's amazing. She's won like 10 Grammys. I mean, do we really need to say much more about it? Yes, R&B, but still influential and comes from the roots of Chuck Berry and all of those guys, only a chick. So
I could make an argument for her. I'm kind of on the fence about it. I mean, I love her. I think she's amazing. She's another totally gorgeous woman. I freaking love her. Like her music, insane. But rock, I don't know. I'm kind of like on the fence about it. Like if she got in there,
you wouldn't be.
I wouldn't be like, she doesn't belong. I'd be like, I love Chaka Khan. What would you say? Go ahead, Keith. I'm sorry.
I think you start a whole problem there. It's like, it's just a chain effect. If she goes in, then why Mary J.
Right.
Mary J. Blige in? Sorry. It's just that
you're making a good point.
You're causing a chain reaction. If you go into the record store and look in the R&B section, they're both in there.
That's legit.
Well, you know what, Keith?
I'm not disagreeing.
That is a good freaking point. Did you guys hear what he said? If you go,
I'm really smart, actually. I'm really smart. Just, you know, I'm smarter than fucking Dr. Fauci, and there's not a shot that I'm
As you're wearing three masks, Keith. As you're wearing three masks.
I'm really smart. I'm smart, too. Can I be smart tomorrow, Larry?
No.
I think on my own with the three masks, and I don't have a shotgun on my back telling me what to say like Dr. Fauci.
I can't even live my life
anymore.
We're
going to get letters. Okay. All right. Next one is the King. Not that King.
Miss Carole King.
Who I love. Again, somebody I love.
Active since 58. Initially, one of the staff songwriters at the Brill Building, and later as a solo artist. Most successful female songwriter in the latter half of the 20th century, having co-written 118 pop hits on the Billboard Hot 100. So,
is she okay? If you go to the record store, is she in the rock?
I don't think she's in the rock section. I don't know where she would be. Popularly pop.
I love her, pop. So I have a hard time because I absolutely love her. I grew up listening to her music. That Tapestry is one of my favorite albums of all time. Does it belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? This is the problem. We're going to talk about this. Why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the concept is wrong. But what do you say about it, Keith?
She's a great songwriter. Great piano player. I mean, the songs are pop. Does she belong in a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? She probably will not make the cut.
This next person, I do not know their music at all, so I can't really comment.
Okay, so I'm probably going to say it wrong. Fela Kuti is how I'm going to say it.
Ooh, cooties!
I know, like cooties.
Ooh, cooties!
But spelled different.
Wipe it off with flaming wood!
Nigerian multi-instrumentalist, bandleader, composer, political activist, blah, 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 is regarded as the pioneer of Afrobeat, an African music genre combining traditional Yoruba and Afro-Cuban music with funk and jazz. So I'm going to assume he's in funk and jazz sections in the record store. Do record stores exist? I don't know. If you go to Amazon, that's probably where he's going to be.
I don't know. Do you know anything about Fela Kuti, Keith? You know anything about that dude?
I mean, it's pretty much what the little bio says. He's that godfather of that Afrobeat.
We're going to kind of leave him as a question mark. I have no clue because I don't know anything about his music. Let's move on to somebody people know. LL Cool J.
LL Cool J, rapper, record producer, actor, author, entrepreneur. I can't even say it today. Again, hip hop and rap. I don't know. I like him. This is one of the things I listened to when I was a kid.
Here's the thing I'm going to say about the rappers, like LL Cool J and Jay-Z. You guys do know that, like, in the late 90s, early 2000s, rap and rock kind of
combined.
Got together.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So you could make an argument that these guys are influential on rock because of that rap rock kind of thing. I'm just playing the
advocate's devil here. It actually happened with Aerosmith and Run DMC.
I would probably I'm fine with Run DMC being in there. Mm-hmm. So
why?
Because they actually had like real musicians playing real guitar riffs.
But then LL Cool J did an unplugged on MTV.
Okay,
with
maybe he absolutely deserves being.
He spends more money to this day on Chapstick than anybody else.
Well, there you are.
Dude licks his lips more than, and he had a six pack since he was like three.
He's in amazing shape. Yeah. He's a beautiful man.
And he still looks like, I think he's probably a fucking vampire, to be honest with you.
He might be. He might be one of those.
You know what they say. And I'm not being racist. I heard Oprah say it. Black don't
crack. Do please
crack.
Stop saying that because then people think you're a racist. Let's move on from that.
Black don't crack.
Like Morgan Freeman says, you want to stop racism? Stop talking about it. Let's move on.
I agree with you. I agree. Black don't crack. That's what Oprah says. So these black dudes, they will look young for really, really. When you see a black person all wrinkled and stuff, they're like, they ain't in their 60s.
No, that's hard. That's called drugs.
They're like in their 80s. There's like, those are old MFers. But this next band, so I'm interested to hear what you think about these guys. What do you got?
New York Dolls, American rock band formed in New York City in 1971 along the lines of Velvet Underground and the Stooges, one of the first bands of early punk rock scenes. They never really achieved much commercial success at all. They were sort of very underground, very specific audience. I honestly don't think that they're going to get in. I don't know that they even deserve to be in. However, I think people don't really know who they are today. To even be like, oh, like they'll skip right over New York Dolls and be like, I don't
know. You know,
they
reunited.
I saw them
long ago. and I heard that they looked and sounded great.
They did. I saw them actually open for, here Keith's going to yell, but I saw them open for Poison and Motley Crue, and they did sound
that's my
he's
shit.
Gonna yell. He's going to yell, like he's your dad.
I'm not going to, what the hell? People will stop giving me the wrong impression here, because you know what? I don't yell about anything until my, like, especially... I don't have much more time because I'm wanted in surgery in 15 minutes. So
here we go. Keith, paging Dr. Bourbon.
You're killing me, dude. Keith's got like 7 masks on now.
Paging Dr. Bourbon.
I guarantee by the end of tonight, I won't have COVID.
By the end of tonight.
Masks cure COVID. Let's spread that rumor.
I heard that if you wear glasses, and a doctor in India, several doctors actually in India, the other day I read an article that says if you wear glasses, you're 3 times less likely to get COVID.
Well, there you are. Just call me.
Because you won't touch your eyes and face as much when you have glasses on, and it won't go through your eyelids. Because you know what?
I guess that's I should stop licking eyeballs then, huh?
That's the cure. Next week, the CDC says.
Next week, they say.
You're going to wear 6 masks.
Oh, boy. That sounds like fun.
Okay, next band is, this is a band I know Keith likes.
Rage Against the Machine. From Los Angeles, California, formed in 1991. Their songs are like very political, and I'm
influenced by rap, though. Come on,
truth.
Come on, okay, this is an example of that.
They have sold over 16 million records, nominated for induction in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in their first year of eligibility in 2017, as well as 2018, but both bids failed. So who knows? Maybe now. I don't know. I didn't pick them on my list to vote for because there were other choices, but I might later.
Keith?
Yeah, we'll let the that fan vote stuff, again, don't mean shit because I think it was, a year or two? But a year or two ago, the Dave Matthews Band had, like, all the votes, man.
I think
like,
it was
they
last
more
year.
Votes than any other act, and they still didn't get in.
No, it means nothing. I just like seeing what the fans vote for.
Well, you definitely want to go with your rock and roll heart at that point, and if you want to vote in the New York Dolls or, you know, Rage Against the Machine or even Mary J. Blige, it's completely up to you. That's the beautiful thing about America. But
used to be.
Will they get in this year? I don't think so. Are they a cool band? Yes. Do I think that they had some Zach De La Roca has some anger issues? I mean, he might knock over the damn podium if he comes up there, but, you know, that's a whole other thing.
Leap to it.
He'll be fine. Trump's not in office anymore. So this next guy is this guy is like really important musician.
Sort of surprised he's not in there.
And he is also Liv Tyler's stepdad.
Yes.
So, it's just that alone, right? Gives him cred, but...
So, Todd Rundgren, American singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, diverse range of styles as a solo artist, and member of the band Utopia, known for his sophisticated and often unorthodox music, and he has occasionally lavish stage shows. Surprised he's not in. Isn't this his, like, second year, though, for induction, like... Nomination.
Again, like I would put him way ahead of other
people. I voted for him when I did the fan vote.
Because this guy goes back to the 70s. I mean, yeah. He's all over some like massive albums. I mean, he's like Bat Out of Hell. I mean, he's all over that freaking album. I mean, that's just
actually the New York Dolls too.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think about Todd, Keith? Got any comments on Todd?
He should have been in there years ago, man. That's ridiculous. That just goes to show you that they sometimes don't only discriminate against metal, which they do, but all people that maybe aren't the poster child for pop music or whatever. It's like maybe he's more of like a behind the scenes kind of guy a lot of times, so they don't give that shit their due.
Again, he's not seen. Like the New York Dolls. Nobody knows who they are. Nobody's going to know.
Yeah, you're right. He's a behind-the-scenes kind of guy. Well, okay, let me ask this question. Are people like Mutt Lange and Bob Rock?
I want to say Mutt is not in there.
In the Hall of Fame? Because those guys should
probably
be.
Probably not. Producers, I mean, I just didn't... I mean, there's even modern-day people like, you know, someone like... You could put Butch Vig in there if you wanted to. You know what I mean? It's like... It's a lot of producers don't get their due. I mean, do they have a producer's Hall of Fame?
Let's
do
a show on producers.
That'd
Let's
be a good
show
idea.
On producers. We have that's a good topic. Top 10 rock producers.
Yeah, I mean, that's 10 episodes right there.
Yeah, that's a good one. and this next lady, I'm a huge fan. I grew up with this woman. She had a big resurgence in the 80s, was when I really discovered her. Go ahead, Lily.
Tina Turner.
Yes.
Known as the Queen of Rock and Roll. She rose to prominence as a frontwoman of the Ike and Tina Turner Review before launching a successful career as a solo performer, because what's love got to do with it?
Woo!
Very energetic stage performances. I've never seen her live, but I've seen a lot of her on TV once. So much fun to watch. She's not young anymore, and she's still, like, rocking out. Her legs are fantastic, and I just think her music's amazing. Oh. So.
But, of course, those legs are, they're just, you know. I actually did see her live once, and Cyndi Lauper, of all people, who was big and pregnant at the time, opened for her, and it was, like, 90-some degrees at the Burgerstown Amphitheater, whatever it's called this week. And she still sounded good, Cyndi Lauper. Was Tina Turner, come out, man. I don't even know how old she was at the time, probably 115, but she was killing it. And I want to contradict myself here, because I actually forgot she was on the list. With that stuff she did with, you know, the Ike Turner stuff, regardless of Ike's attitude problem. But, I mean, that stuff that she did with Ike and then went on to be a massive pop star in the 80s with, you know, Private Dancer and other albums. But I'm going to say that she should be in. I'm sorry. It's enough. It's enough. Especially the Ike Turner stuff is enough rock and roll that you should definitely give it a little nod to Tina.
Her stuff sounds rock to me.
I like Simply the Best in those songs. I think those are total rock songs. We Don't Need Another Hero. That's a rock. I mean, I think everything about her screams rock and roll.
I agree.
She had that like gravelly kind of voice. I mean, She should be in, which is probably a contradiction of what I've said about the Mary J. and the Chaka Khan and all these things.
But her
albums and her songs, especially, like I said, especially the Ike Turner stuff, that era of her career is a little bit more rock and roll to me. And I think that stuff is really, really just, it screams a little bit more rock and roll than the rest of them.
And she has sold over 100 million records.
All right, and this last lady is, again, this is a woman who I think is insanely talented. I grew up listening and loving her music. Did a lot of songs by Burt Bacharach, had big hits with those. If you say Burt Bacharach, do you think rock and roll? Not really, but go ahead.
Dionne Warwick. She ranks among the 40 biggest hit makers between 1955 and 1999, based on her chart history on Billboard's Hot 100 Pop Singles chart. I would say she's more pop, but that's just me. I think she's awesome.
It's very light, relaxing kind of music. I don't hear anything that I don't hear. It's the kind of music my parents would like. So that's kind of how I judge if it's rock. Like, if your parents like it, like, this is what I think. When I was interviewing all these like indie bands, none of them played music that their parents would hate.
Right.
So I'm like, how are you? I'm sorry. Like, rock and roll is always a big middle finger to your parents, the school, the government, everything. Like, if your music isn't doing that, like, what are you doing? What do you got? What do you got, Masker?
I don't know what he's doing.
I think that New Orleans. I don't think she's going to get in there, man. It's a little too. That's just a little too Sesame Street for my ass. So, I'm gonna pass on the old Dionne. Is she a brilliant singer and entertainer? Why not, man? I mean, she had some pretty good longevity. Is she still alive?
Good question.
I know Gladys Knight passed away, right?
Sure.
No, did she?
Pretty sure she did.
I'm going to look.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Dionne Warwick.
Tiger Woods almost died.
Dionne Warwick is still alive.
Nice. How old is she? 85?
She was born in 1940. Do the math.
Real quick. I don't want to be like telling tales out of school.
Gladys Knight. What? Gladys Knight is still alive.
Okay, God bless Gladys Knight. Sorry, Gladys.
We didn't know.
I hope you live to be 197.
fake news, people. Fake news. Sorry about that.
Fake news.
We were just misinformed.
You're fake news.
Joe Biden's very smart.
You're fake news.
I actually do have the current fan vote statistics if everyone wants to hear them right now.
Oh, let's hear that shit, because I really want to know what that is.
Well,
seriously.
We all know the fan vote means nothing. But right now, Fila Kuti is number one. According to the fans.
What? See?
Number two.
This is the times we live in, people. Thank you, liberal Hollywood and everything else. Good.
Number two is Tina Turner. Number three is the Foo Fighters. Number four is Iron Maiden. And number five is Carole King. Those are the top five right now in the fan voting section.
Which one? Which one of those five will get in?
Fila Kuti. He has to
get in. Tina Turner.
No. Fela Kuti will definitely get in because it will be considered racist if he doesn't. I said the R word again, but it will. Look at the time. You're the one who keeps talking about the times we live in. You're the guy wearing seven masks on a podcast.
I kind of feel like Tina Turner is going to get in.
But I think, once again, I said in the top five that the Foo Fighters were number three. They'll get in.
The lowest five are Kate Bush, New York Dolls, LL Cool J, Jay-Z, and Mary J. Blige right now for the fan vote.
That is crazy to me because Jay-Z sold a ton of records. I know that's not the end of the day. And I know people really, as rap goes, I mean, he's like the modern day, like, thing, you know?
He's like the big deal of rap.
I mean, I didn't mean to be so cruel to Jay-Z earlier, but, like,
I just don't think he belongs.
It's just personal.
In the rock and roll. Opinion.
Man, he has a lot of problems. He has 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
And if you have a different opinion, start your own podcast. That's all I have to say about it.
We do have a lot of talking.
Oh, boy. Okay. God.
That's what we want. Thank you. Finally, somebody's talking some shit. Good. Tell us what they said.
Bill Damiano. They just need to rename the damn building. Bill Thomas. She has no business going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's to Mary J. Blige. Jared Grease. I'm bothered that it took the Moody Blues so long to get in the hall. Jared Grease again. Yes to Devo. Bill Thomas. Love Devo. Not sure they belong. Jared Grease, yes to the Foo Fighters. Bill Thomas, at least Foo is rock. Bill Damiano, listen, Dave Grohl and company have been ignoring my attempts to get him on my show. Until that happens, it's a no for me.
Are you serious, man?
Jared Grease, yes to the Go-Go's. Bill Damiano, yes to the Go-Go's. Beth, hi guys, what's up, Keith? Missed you. Also, you need to share the cookies with me, said Beth.
I will share the cookies.
Jared Grease,
no,
not
cookies for you.
Jared Grease, not a Maiden fan, but they do deserve it. Bill Damiano, yes to Maiden. Beth, Jay-Z, what the fuck? I mean, F. Chaka Khan, sure. At this point, they need to change the name of the establishment. Carole King, yes, should have been in years ago. Who else we got? LL Cool J, I'm going with yes. That's Jared Grease. Bill Damiano, I loved LL back in the day, but no, not unless they changed the name of the damn building.
Boy, I got an announcement real quick. Wait, they want to tell me something. Let me put the earpiece in again. Jared Grease, you're wanted in surgery.
Bill Thomas, New York Dolls belong in before some of these others. Yes to New York Dolls. Bill Damiano, I'm a yes on Rage Against the Machine. Yes to Rage. Todd, yes. Hell yes, Todd. Lillian Lou, F's going on. Much love from Charlie Doyle.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes to Tina. Yes to Tina. Holy yes. Holy hell yes to Tina.
Yeah, a lot of Tina Turner fans in the audience today.
Beth, Dion, love her, but I think elevated music.
I think she should be in the...
So, yes, that's our talk today.
Well, first of all, let me say this. I have 8 reasons why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame needs to be put out of its misery. Our misery.
Go.
First of all, rock and roll is completely anti-establishment, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is what?
It's an establishment.
It's just not what rock is about at all. It shouldn't be like this corporatized BS. It's bull.
Fucking worse shit.
Number two, it's incredibly divisive. Look at us tonight and all the people online.
Everybody's getting mad.
Everybody. Well, not everybody's getting mad, but everybody, I've had to say that I'm not the R word several times because I disagree with certain artists not being in. So it's like kind of paints people that disagree as maybe worse than they really are. It's just terrible. What it's doing is absolutely terrible. Number two, music is not a competition. Sorry. No, it's not. It's supposed to be fun. You're supposed to love music. You're supposed to be passionate about it. It's not who's better than this guy. And yes, we do those versus things. That's done in fun. We're not handing out awards or anything like that.
And we're not hating on the other person.
We're trying to get people to talk about the two artists when we do Randy Rhoads versus Eddie Van Halen. Mm-hmm. People who know nothing about music run the damn thing. Corporate types.
I have something to say about that later. But
go ahead. Say it.
Okay, so actually there's some criticism going on right now. The most frequent one is that it's run and controlled by people who are not musicians, such as founders Jane Wenner and Susan Evans, and writer Dave Marsh. They're actually reflecting their personal tastes rather than the public opinion as a whole. So they're going by who sells the most records, who is in the headlines right now. That is who they want to win. The choices are being made because there weren't enough big names that would sell tickets to the dinner, the award show. For this.
The dinner.
Yes, that's how they called it that. I didn't call it but that's what they say. So they...
Okay, just the fact that there's a rock and roll dinner. Hello!
Right.
It's not rock and roll.
Right.
Rock and roll is like smashing all the plates and covering yourself in food and, you know.
Yeah. They actually dropped a doo-wop group because of and considered in favor of a name artist. They dropped someone who probably should have been in. They didn't say who, for someone who probably shouldn't have been in but would sell more.
One of my number five. It's not held in Cleveland. I don't care. I don't care that it's too big. Just have a small thing. Do it at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland if you're going to do
that. And invite your VIPs.
And just have a few people there or whatever and keep it really cool and real rock and roll. Have the guys play like in a, make it like a, put, they should do it like in a club in Cleveland.
I agree.
You know, make a dirty rock club and it would just be, it would be way cooler.
Right in the flats, man. Right in the flats. I agree. Awesome. Damn it in the flats and that.
And this is a question that comes up on every single one of these nominees. And we talk every year that we've done the podcast, we've talked about this. How do you define rock and roll? It means something a little bit different to every person. So how can you have this stupid? It's gone from just honoring people to becoming like almost like the Grammy Awards, right?
Mm-hmm.
No rock star should ever get up and accept the Grammy. I'm sorry. That's BS. But so we don't know what rock is. There's all these arguments back and forth. Who's this? It's stupid. Number seven, the golden era of rock is over. I really have a hard time with anybody past 1996, 97 being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, you could make an argument for occasionally, maybe Jack Black, or what's not Jack Black? Jack White.
Jack White.
Or Jack Black. I love him too. But you could make an argument maybe for Jack
White. One of the Jacks.
White. Or maybe Dan Auerbach, the Black Keys, because there's like one or two that kind of the exception that proved the rule. But really, that golden era when it was all set down as to what great music was, what happened starting around the time of Bill Haley and the Comets and Chuck Berry and those guys, and probably to somewhere in the mid-90s. And that's the music. It's so funny, Keith, because young folks love that music. That's the music they want to learn. Dude, when you taught drum lessons, what do kids want to learn? They wanted to learn classic rock. When I taught guitar lessons, they wanted to learn classic rock. Nobody wanted to learn because that is the great music. In our hearts and souls, we know it. And the last thing I'm going to say is this stupid virtual ceremony.
I know.
Just
I hate it.
Stop. Do a small thing in a club with again and have something really freaking cool. There's nothing about it that's cool. It's all stupid. It's stuffed shirts sitting around at a fancy freaking dinner. Nothing rock and roll about it. It's an embarrassment to rock.
They can't make money that way, Lou. That's the whole problem. It's all about the money.
Awful.
The sad thing is in upcoming years with this stuff, people start to fade out and there's not really, I mean, all the great bands to me, kind of by the wayside, man. So it's going to be harder and harder to pick this shit later on.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I told Lily before we started, this is the last year I want to do a show on this. I'm not doing another show on it. I really hope that like it goes away. So how would I have my thoughts on this? So say we wanted to honor the great artists. We didn't want to make it a competition. Right, we didn't want to make it. Well, this guy's better than that guy, and this guy deserves it, and this guy doesn't. But we just wanted to have something that was very much in the spirit of rock and roll to kind of say, "Yeah, we really recognize like how much we love this person or that band." So, Keith, what would kind of like comes to your mind is like what you think might be a more rock and roll, better, equal kind of way of doing it. What's your sort of thought on it?
Change the name.
Just
change the name to the Music Hall of Fame. This is the Music Hall of Fame. That way you don't have any argument. If you change the name of it, you will not have any argument. People won't give a shit. I'm telling you. Because you could just say it's music, because music is anything that's musical, beautiful. You can have the same, because everybody nowadays wants, you know, all that diversity. You can have a goddamn Amish reggae band with a metal band, and then you can have anything you want in there. So any band that is worthy of the Music Hall of Fame, nobody will bitch because you can put hip-hop in, you can put freaking R&B, pop, metal, extreme metal, anything you want, man.
Reggae.
There's some reggae artists. Bob Marley all day, man. You know what I mean? But it's the same.
Amish reggae, hip-hop.
I want Amish reggae. That's something new. Death metal, hip hop,
skiffle,
skiffle.
What are your sort of thoughts on it, Lily?
Well, when we talked about it earlier, after I thought about it a little bit, I would take a compilation of, if we're going to go museum-wise, I'm going to take a compilation of all the videos I've ever taken at every concert and maybe do like a collage, and that would be fun, just to showcase what I've seen and what I love. And also, I think maybe they should do some like music clinics at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, my sort of thought on, that's a good point, my sort of thought on it was eliminate the whole thing and have like, just gut the building and let the fans and let musicians just come in and hang up memorabilia or present memorabilia for a little, for periods of time. They could rotate it or whatever. Have some staff in there so that nobody vandalizes anything or whatever, and say, this music was really important. And just kind of let it be like a kind of fluctuating, flowing kind of thing. Do music clinics there.
Make it be about the fans.
Create a... maybe a charity around it to, you know, help young folks, you know, get into music and things like that, and do something that's kind of much more in the spirit of rock, much more kind of open, pitting one artist against. I mean, it's just sickening that, like, you have to read interviews with Bruce Dickinson and Dee Snider and stuff like that, and these guys feel snubbed, and they really shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's just silly. It's just absolutely...
Just give me 1 second. Dee Snider's a pretty smart dude, but if he even in his own words said his Twisted Sister was on the ballot, there's no way they should be in there. That's a fucking joke band. No offense to Dee, but seriously, man, they don't even take themselves seriously.
What did they have? They're basically a one hit wonder.
No, they had some dead.
No. We're not going to take it. Was there only like really charting song?
I want to rock.
It's not a chart. I don't not believe that was a big charting song, and most people, you and I and Lily know that song, but most people don't know that song. And the same way,
everybody knows Niedermeyer from the videos.
He's in the other one. The we're not going to
take
it.
Yeah,
And Burn in Hell, they had a video to that, too. And it's in...
It was in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah, it's in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. It's great. And people kind of know that stuff. But essentially, they're kind of a one-hit wonder. I mean, I heard Dee Snider talk about it on the Howard Stern Show. And he said they all made enough money off of that one song that they never had to work.
As a solo artist,
could
I like him
better.
Could
you imagine that, dude? That was a great era. That's the golden era, dude. Yeah. You have one big hit song and you can retire.
Actually, Dee Snider as a solo artist is like much better than him from the...
Yeah, he's edgier. Yeah, I know.
And he, I actually saw him also with, it was that classical rock show or classic musical show that he sang to, like, he was singing like Italian opera and it was fantastic, but then he'd jump into rock and it was so much fun.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Did you see that movie he was in that he made?
Strange Land.
Keith.
Yeah, I'm going to put my mask on for that one.
Yeah, you need your mask on for that one. Even that, talking about it.
That movie's just a big shit sandwich, man.
I'm going to tell you what, that traumatized me a bit.
With the lips sewn? That's become a thing. That's in like about 20 different horror movies.
I know, but it just still grosses me out.
He pioneered it.
Still grosses me out. There's very few things that gross me out. That grosses me out.
On this day in 1965, filming began on the Beatles' follow-up to Hard Day's Night.
God for that.
Let's see what else happened to say. This day in 1974, David Bowie, Rebel by David Bowie, entered the UK chart. Single reached number 5 the following month, originally written for the aborted Ziggy Stardust musical in late 1973. Oh, I mentioned Susie Quattro earlier.
Yeah.
This day in 1974, Susie Quattro was number 1 of the UK single charts with Devil Gate Drive. Good song.
Beth Keith said, you need to go watch The Relic, and then LOL'd.
Yeah, you know what?
Beth, you're starting trouble.
I was basically thinking the other day, there's probably a few things I would rather do than watch The Relic, and most everything came on a list in front of that, yes. So I'll get to it later, but I have like probably 90 years worth of shit to do still. Which completely takes me out of the whole thing, you know. So
there it is.
Yes, sir.
Let's see here. Anything else really good? 1995, American singer Melvin Franklin of Temptations died of brain seizure at age of 52. 2002, the Bee Gees made their last ever concert appearance when they appeared at the Love and Hope Ball in Miami Beach, Florida. Let's see. Is there any birthdays to you? We have some birthdays we need to talk about. We had Johnny Winter. Happy birthday, Johnny.
Mine was a couple weeks ago.
Keith's was a couple weeks ago. Brad Whitford, Lily.
Somebody bought me a drink.
I met him. I met Brad Whitford.
Howard Jones, not the metal singer, right? Yeah, English musician, singer, songwriter Howard Jones, who did What Is Love and all the songs. I think that's... Oh, Michael Wilton from Queensryche. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I knew that. I saw that all over Facebook today.
Okay, and that's... Olaf Lasse Johansson.
I love how you said it. You said that all right.
From the Cardigans. Love me, say that you love me. Anyways, happy birthday to all you wacky musicians out there in music land.
That song, make fun of it if you want, has one of the coolest guitar chords I ever heard, and I still don't know what the chord it is. It's the chord after she sings the lyric. There's one chord that just strums alone by itself. You know what chord it is?
I don't know. I played that in the Shelley Duff Band. I don't remember what the chord was, though, off the top.
Well, you need to go find that shit out, because I want to know what it is.
I'm sorry, Keith. I'm weak.
What a fucking letdown you are.
I'm so disappointing. So, anyways, that was this day.
If you were my kid, I would send you to bed.
I know. Go to bed, Billy.
Speaking of that, Billy Altman, if you're watching, go to bed.
Billy wants to know why Lily blocked him. I said she does that to everybody.
Did you really?
Lily blocks me and Keith.
Is he up to super stalking again?
Let's just say he was trying to get too personal.
He's a stalking.
Are you
stalker.
Serious?
Yeah.
He wasn't sending pics and stuff.
No, he was asking too many questions about things that he didn't need to know the answer to.
Oh, he asked me questions all the time, and I just tell him straight out, man. I was like, Billy, guess what? You don't need to know nothing.
Yeah, and then he wouldn't stop, so I said, bye. Sorry, Billy. No offense.
After that, if you're watching, we probably should talk about this right now. He pulled one of those things on me.
Hold on. This goes all over the world. Let's calm that down. We could talk about it when we're done. You guys been listening to something called?
Let's invite him to talk about it with us, though.
Okay, we could do that.
That way, we can get to the bottom of what his actual malfunction is.
Okay, maybe we'll do that after the show. But you guys been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus? Where we're going to be doing some therapy with one of the fans afterwards.
Great.
You can right now, if you go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com, there's nothing there. You won't see anything. So go to LouLombardiMusic.com, and you get access to all kind of cool stuff. Shout out to Rock Rage Radio. They carry the show, and we do really appreciate those guys. We've gotten a lot of listeners, a lot of fans from there. So go to RockRageRadio.com and download the app. And, of course, our good buddy Chris Thunderwolf Dotson at wolfscustoms.online. Do a great job. Give you a custom paint job on whatever musical instrument that is that you prefer to play. It doesn't matter. He can take care of it for you. So go to wolfscustoms.online. Lily?
You can listen to my show on Rock Rage Radio. It's Hot Licks with Lily Six, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern. I've interviewed Jesse Vest of Blitzkrieg. Formerly of Tantric, and that's going to be playing this Thursday, so check that out, as well as I have my Lily Sixes Live Saturdays. The next one is March 20th, and let me read the real bands this time. Shattered Soul, The Creature, Grave Birth, and Strangle the Witness. Heavy set that night, so come on out and say hi.
Come out and get high.
Or that, and buy me drinks.
We'll leave that to you, Lou.
Oh, man, we don't have time to get into that, but I had an experience.
You had a weekend.
You know what I'll say? If you can't run with the big dog, stay on the porch, little puppy.
You got a minute to hang out, Keith, or you got to go?
I'll hang for a minute. I'm doing surgery in like 20 minutes.
Okay, all right. All right, guys, thanks so much for hanging out and listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We do this every week. If you love what we do, we go live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. Every Tuesday night and that's Eastern time, from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., right? Yep, 10 p.m., respectively.
Ish.
We get ish, yeah. Well, when we get started, we get started. So feel free to check that out. As you can hear, We take folks' comments. We love that, actually. So
we love when you interact.
And sometimes what's so funny is the community's so cool. Sometimes they're not even talking about what we're talking about. They're just hey, how you doing? They're like talking to each other. So it's very, very cool. So it's a cool community, and you can find out more about that at LouLombardiMusic.com. Keith the Hawk Hawkins, it's so great to see you. I love the masks. Keep up the great work. Keep protecting.
Does anybody have a scalpel? Because I got a tea time in like 30 minutes, so let's get this over with.
He's keeping the world safe for the rest of us. Lily V6 has green hair tonight, which we didn't even talk about.
That's okay. We don't have to talk about my hair
colors. Nice white teeth.
What is that?
It's my hair.
All right, guys. We'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.